Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah, i-oil ayingeni enhlizweni. Ay, yazokhala ubaba, uyakhumbula ngikutshela. Ngithi ngimthanda kabi ngoba uyajula kuyo yonke into ayishoyo.
Angeke umuzwe ukhala mambo. Mawulalele nje, angeke uzumuzwe.
Athi i-oil ayingeni enhlizweni. Kodwa enhlizweni kungenani izwi likaNkulunkulu. And okay, ngizwe lapha yana khuluma ngathi ukhulume iphutha or yimi namhlanje engingamzwanga kahle.
Ethi
I believe ukuthi isitha good devil himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, ngathi uye waphambanisa something lapho bengithi nje ngilungise lapho. Yeah, but siyabonga khalimambo, siyabonga ngezwi. Noma ngingazwanga kahle ngizokhuluma ngo First John umzila uthe First John bani
angizwanga ibhesi yakhe ukuthi
uthi yeah ukhulume ngo First John kodwa ngizobuyela futhi ngiphinde ngilalele omunye uthi angibingelele sisibahle uthi ke yena izothanda ukushare o First John 2 umlayezo wam kubazalwane bonke uvusa inkosi elaphaya e Pretoria. Sis Namthandazi uphethe iBhayibheli lakho mhlambe?
Yes.
Ngicela ukuthi usibhekele yona masinya ne
First John 2.
Yes, 2. Yeah, uthi ubona umyalezo wakhe kubo bonke nje abazalwane.
First John 2. Ngathi ngimazi ngekhanda nje. Ngathi leya verse besithanda ukucula ethi I pray that you may prosper even if your spirit soul your soul prospers. Ethi ngibheke.
Yeah.
Ethi dear friend, I hope all is well with you. Mm-hmm. And that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in the spirit.
Yeah, uvusa inkosi uthi wona ke umyalezo asiphathele wona namuhla unamandla. Siyabonga babu inkosi. Ithi ngibona kunomunye umyalezo siwuthola la. Okay, sibuyela futhi ku voice note nango u Pastor Sean Setlhare.
Kana ku eo sehlabelo satliswa pela mo prista kapa yena mo profeta Elijah at that hour of the afternoon sacrifice was brought before prophet Elijah to the altar and he prayed. If his voice he loudly prayed and he says prayed over the situation. From the book of 1 Kings 18, verse 36, he prays and he says, O Lord, the God of Abraham, man of faith, God of Isaac, the promised land, God of Jacob, prove now that you are God of your chosen one. And that I am your servant, obedient servant, who only doing your commandment. Answer me now, O holy mighty living God, O answer me, so that these people may know and may see that you are the only holy mighty living God. And they may know that you are holy. That you are holy, that you are holy, and you are the forgiving God. Whatever situation, you are a forgiving. You are God full of love. Omudimu ya mohau, omudimu ya mosa, omudimu ya lereko, omudimu ya khauhelo, omudimu ya pelu ebunolo. O modimo ya tletseng tswarelo le ha maemo a saletse dintsela ntate modimo mamang hlapo la re ha thoha moloma ho dimong me molona ona wa tshisa sehlabelo sena le patsi e nenye kolobe sitswe ka metsi ya etse o ma ya etsa metsi o hlatloha me ha bona hala ho ba modimo ya pelang o buile. Me ka moratsena tsohle mamang hlapo le ntsweleri motseng ona ene ile komello e kholo me ka hona boholo ba modimo ba bona hala Lintzilan Tatemudimu, the living word of God, came to the prophet and said to him, go and tell the king that the rain is coming. King Ahab was told that the rain is coming. Maman Slapo, this scripture, it tells about how the prophet, he has destroyed the prophets who were serving the foreign gods. Abitsa le bitso la ntate Modimo ho hlola seemo sa bophelo bo a neng a le ka tlase ho bona. We know ba now the year is approaching the end. Ke nako eo ho yona re lokelang ho kgetha Modimo ya le mong hodima medimo yena e mebedi e laolang maphelo a rona. Moprofeta ha bitsa setjhaba sa Israele o re ho bona letleletle le baprofeta ba Baal, the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Jezebel, ba tla bohle just to pray and call to their gods, and so they could see who is the living God. Le maemo ao re leng ho hare ho ona, there should come time whereby we should bring both together, the evil spirit and the living spirit, in one accord and call for the living spirit to overcome the bad spirit. Whereby we need to break the chains, whereby we need to calm down, whereby we need to make an altar where we will call for your situation that is holding you back, and call for the situation that is meant to make you prosper, and ask the living, mighty, holy God to help us to overcome, to bring down the fire from heaven to destroy the situation that we find ourselves in. Mama Nhlapo, manyalo amangata a reketla, because there are things, there are prophets of Baal, the spirit of prophets of Baal, that is holding us away from the living, mighty, holy God. I think time should come ho ba re tle re eme, re tle re be jwalo ka mo prophet Elijah, re re enough, it is enough. And re rapele thapelo yena ye ngotsweng mona, thapelo ye hlolang medingwana, hore oho Modimo ya halalelang a ko iponahatsa ho ba o Jehova Modimo o matla hodima situation. And God will bring down the fire. He will destroy all. He will destroy our enemy. And he will restore us. Mo prophet Abita, all prophets, bad and good, together in one place. I say, hare rapele medimo ya ro, let us call to our gods. Ntho bohloko mama Nhlapo, in the old situation that we find ourselves in, it is to be able to identify your God. Once you can know and identify your true God, proudly so, you will both spiritually, and you'll be able to call the situation and turn things around. You will destroy these prophets of Baal. You will destroy the spirits of Jezebel over your life. You will call for the living God, and he will answer. He will bring down the fire that will destroy these things which are holding you away from God. But the most important thing, you need to be able to identify. You need to be able to hear the voice of God. There are voices, but you need to be able to know the voice of God. Mama Nhlapo, moya waka o ntse o le tabeng ena ya fornication imoya wa account le tabenyena ya immoral sex moya wa ka o ntse o le tabeng ena ya di masturbate moya wa ka o ntse o le in the spirit that is stealing botle bo modimo a o fileng bana ba bona and steal them, the spirit of Jezebel that is destroying our family, that is destroying our identity. Ha ke re bitse sebakeng sena modimo a tle ya hlole. I think as we are approaching the new year, we need to destroy this. The god of Baal in our lives is a social media. There are things, social media, that those are stealing our godness. Those things, they are slowly but surely, they are stealing God from us. We need to bring them down and make a sacrifice of prayer through which we will ask God to bring down fire and destroy them. Only when you can call God in your situation, he will destroy. Bibele ere mo profeta, he gathered both prophets of the Lord and prophets of Baal and Jezebel together. 950 of them, they failed to bring life. Because initially they were never founded in the spirit of God. Things which are never founded in the spirit of God in your life, you must find a way of destroying them by the word of God. And after all that, God brought down rain. And I know you know rain brings life. May the living word of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and be blessed abundantly. Now and forever. Amen and amen.
Banabeso. Kadina kutotso hle re batla Jesu fela.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.